of poses and worlds. You know, there actually is a good use for drawing simplified models, where you draw a face model on your source image, mark all the distances and all, and make all the relative measurements, and then repaint the super simplified model again, but this time on your empty canvas. This technique also works for the body. There, you will mark knees and joints and shoulders, and again, repaint the model you drew over the photo on a brand new canvas. If all you have is a photo, canvas, and traditional brushes, turn your photo into a line reference model and draw the same geometric contraption on your canvas to get started. If I ever had a portrait painted of me, I would ask the artist not to do that. I would like to use their good judgment on a silly and fascinating warp transform and then use that as direct reference. Slightly warped or not, I would like to see my real face, not something that is a try. I want them to get it right and have fun while painting. And why would I want them to draw little line models for face or pose? That can only cause an unnecessary distortion. We can't forget that a proper or perfect likeness is a small potato in relation to all the other things that should be going on in the painting. An artist may already begin by taking over the eyes and making them glow. Then move on to suit of armor and weapons, a battle in the background, maybe a starship, planet Mars, wings maybe, something interesting. Though I am not sure if I would ever request a portrait. I kind of like things that I create on my own. Portraits are pretty special to me because Lady with an Ermine was the first work of art that I understood as art when I was really little. But I think I am also a fan of big, big scenes. And painting those has also benefited from modern technologies. 3D modeling, of course. It is a wonderful way to map out a complex scene with dozens, maybe even hundreds of characters. Why the heck not? I would really enjoy building a low-poly world with architecture and creatures, maybe a fancy monster, a huge monster, or a dragon in the air. All of that would have to be done up close, face to face. It would be wonderful to model simplified dragons and creatures. All the while, of course, tracking that one perfect angle that I would end up creating the painting from. A 3D printed world is a neat companion for a painting that displays all the action and emotion in full color.